local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two on a Wednesday. It's 5:11 here on Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin hanging out with you. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon drive home each and every day. We appreciate it and look forward to giving you some infotainment, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. As we always do, starting off the hour with our top three stories today. The man who sold the gun to Hunter Biden on the stand in his federal gun trial in Delaware, the president's son, of course, of accused of illegally buying and possessing a gun while being addicted to drugs in 2018.
And so the question will come down to, again, the language of the form, which says, are you a habitual user of drugs? Not were you, have you been? That's the argument here that Hunter Biden's defense team is going to make, is that at the time he filled out the form and said he wasn't using drugs, in his own mind, he was trying to get clean.
That's NBC's Ken Delanian. The prosecution called his ex-wife in an attempt to show Biden was using drugs when he bought the gun. They also called in his former girlfriend to talk about his drug use. Biden is pleading not guilty to the three charges. Also, the White House and Democrats sharply pushing back against a Wall Street Journal story questioning President Biden's mental fitness.
The story includes accounts that the 81-year-old Biden displays an unevenness in meetings and is sometimes hard to hear when he speaks. White House officials criticized the story for being based largely on accounts from anonymous Republicans. The paper interviewed more than 45 people, and while most of those who voiced concern were Republicans, some Democrats also said it was noticeable. Biden allies took issue with the fact the only lawmaker to strongly criticize the president on the record was former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who said the president is not the same person he was when he was vice president. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And also Israel starting a new push into central Gaza. Israeli forces started ramping up activity at a refugee camp in the city of Deir el-Balah, after new intelligence suggested there's Hamas activity there. The IDF says it's conducting airstrikes on what it said were military compounds, underground infrastructure, and weapons storage facilities. It's a look at our top three stories today. Local headlines coming up right after traffic and weather together. Austin?
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Okay, so nothing too crazy going on, at least not for the most part. Got some minor issues on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, southbound coming from 9 Mile, like we usually do. Same can be said for North Davis Highway, traveling southbound towards Olive Road, and Blue Angel Parkway at the intersection with Highway 98. The only spot where you're going to see any severe issues is Navarre Parkway. This is if you're traveling westbound, passing Windhaven Beach, and then a bit further west as you approach Highway 87. Outside of that, though, it's just a bit more of the same, just minor congestion here and there.
All right, very good. Taking a look, I didn't do weather, did I?
No,
all right.
The weather overnight should be dry with warm lows in the 70s, humid conditions as well. Now, Thursday, the rain chance is high at 70%. Look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms to move through really at any time during the day Thursday. Highs, upper 80s. Now, the weather dries out as we head into the weekend, and so does the air, so the humidity a little lower. That's going to be nice, but hot highs for the weekend up in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look here at our local headlines today, Governor DeSantis signing the bill named after the Navarre woman who was found dead following a child custody exchange. House Bill 385, dubbed Cassie Carley's Law, will ensure that every county in the state provides a safe location for parents to safely exchange custody of their children. It was back in March of 2022 when Carley went missing, her body later found in a shallow grave in Alabama following a custody exchange with the child's father, Marcus Spanavello. Spanavello awaits trial on federal charges of kidnapping and abuse of a corpse. The new law requires county sheriff's offices to set up the well-lit safe location along with 24-hour surveillance. Family members today identifying the 17-year-old victim of a shooting in Escambia County on Monday. She's Cayenne DeCray Thompson. Her father providing a statement to Channel 3 saying in part, quote, she wanted to be a model one day, hoped to enter the cosmetology field. Kyan was a great friend, amazing sister, and best daughter. Thompson was reportedly shot in the head inside a home on Montclair Road Monday afternoon. While no suspects have been announced, at last check, the Escambia Sheriff's Office is still searching for three teens who may have information. They're 16-year-old Glenn Janes III, 18-year-olds Michael Falater and Zane Cook. At this time, they are wanted for questioning only. Florida Power and Light of Northwest Florida says they're as ready as they can be in the event of a major storm striking the panhandle. Vice President J.T. Young joined today's Pensacola expert panel, says one of the benefits of being part of a larger company is the help that's not far.
We now are a part of a much larger utility company that allows us to be able to draw an effect in the event of a storm attack affecting here us here in Northwest Florida. We have a larger contingency of FPL employees that are available before we even have to go out to contract.
And Young says they've also been busy building and maintaining relationships with out-of-state utilities in the event mutual aid is needed. Escambia deputies say a Pensacola man who was shot by a woman yesterday afternoon was attacking her. 34-year-old Denard Smith is charged with domestic violence battery and aggravated assault. It happened just before 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Goodman Lane. The woman told deputies that Smith was inside the home when she returned, and they had been arguing since last Friday and started arguing again. When Smith allegedly pushed and pulled her off the couch, she went to her bedroom to get away. Smith followed her, allegedly picking up a glass candle holder and hitting her. The woman said she was in fear Smith was going to hit her again, so she grabbed her gun from a bag by the bed and shot him once. Smith was taken to a hospital for treatment before being jailed. 518, we'll take a break on that note. Back with a look at our state and national news next on Pensacola right now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you in a situation where you need a miracle? You need God to do something that seems impossible? The Bible explains that without God, we can do nothing, but with Him, all things are possible. In Luke chapter 1, the angel Gabriel appears to Mary and explains that, and I quote, "With God, nothing shall be impossible." He's speaking in the context of a virgin conception. If God can bring about the miracle of a biological impossibility, don't you think He can solve your problems? In Jeremiah 33:3, God challenges those who need a miracle when He says this, and I quote, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." I urge you, call upon Him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the third hangar having ground broken yesterday for ST Engineering here at Pensacola International Airport. Also talked about things like the overall cost per job of the public commitment to this, $210 million project overall. Also discussed the changes in the flag system for Pensacola Beach, what that means, and also other things that you might not know are under county ordinance in terms of what you can and cannot do at the beach. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at BuySellCannell.com.
That's BuySellCannell.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. For the most part, it's been a pretty smooth sailing evening so far. We do have some minor backups on Pensacola Boulevard near the intersection with Detroit Boulevard, and maybe some on North Davis Highway if you are traveling southbound towards Olive Road. Pine Forest, of course, giving us trouble as it always does, whether it be you're traveling northbound on 9 Mile, or towards 9 Mile, rather, or traveling southbound coming from 9 Mile and approaching I-10. Outside of that, there's not a ton going on in Pensacola. However, Navarre Parkway is still giving us a lot of issues if you're traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach, and a bit further westbound as you're approaching Highway 87. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much going on. This traffic and weather report, by the way, is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway.
The weather overnight should be dry with warm lows in the 70s, humid conditions as well. Now Thursday, the rain chance is high at 70%. Look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms to move through really at any time during the day Thursday. Highs upper 80s. Now the weather dries out as we head into the weekend, and so does the air, so the humidity a little lower. That's going to be nice, but hot highs for the weekend up in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Look around our state headlines today. Governor DeSantis signing off, is expected to anyway, sign off on the budget soon. He told reporters he'll be bringing the budget in for a landing very soon. Lawmakers passed a more than $110 billion proposal in March, which offers tax breaks, debt relief. Of course, he does still have the opportunity to veto spending on the plan. He says many lawmakers will not be happy with everything decided, but believes people will be pleased with the final results.
And speaking of DeSantis, he's expected to approve a $17 billion investment deal with Disney World. The New York Sun says the deal could include new additions to the theme park, as well as commitments from Disney to help develop housing for its employees, with Florida promising to maintain the necessary infrastructure for the park.
Reaction mixed following the decision yesterday to allow high schoolers to profit off of name, image, and likeness.
The fabric of college athletics has completely changed. I hope this doesn't do that to the fabric of high school athletics. It's the last place where amateur athletics can be amateur athletics, where a kid can be a kid.
The rules allow high school student athletes to earn NIL money as long as they're not promoting things like alcohol, tobacco, gambling, or social activism, among others. Parents will have to be involved in any deal for underage students. The State Board of Education will have the final say, with a vote expected on July 24th.
And NASA, Boeing, and United Launch Alliance are celebrating the inaugural launch of the first crewed Starliner spacecraft from the state of Florida.
3, 2, 1. RD-180 engine start and liftoff. liftoff of the Atlas V rocket carrying NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams. The Starliner crew flight test is now skyward.
As he said, they are following two scrubbed attempts. The Starliner capsule had astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams aboard. Blast off this morning atop an Atlas V rocket on a mission from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. After about a 25-hour journey, Starliner expected to dock with the International Space Station. Wilmore and Williams will spend more than a week at the ISS.
Let's see. Governor DeSantis expected to approve a $17 billion investment deal with Disney World. The New York Sun says the deal could include new additions to the theme park as well as commitments from Disney to help develop housing for employees, with Florida promising to maintain the necessary infrastructure for the park as well.
And Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody issuing a consumer alert warning Floridians about odometer fraud. The practice involves car sellers altering the mileage on a vehicle's dash. A new Carfax report shows more than 2 million vehicles on the road, have rolled back odometers. That's a 14% increase over the past 2 years. Moody says consumers should request a vehicle history report and have a trusted mechanic inspect the vehicle before they buy it.
Looking at our national news today, Democrats putting their political opponents on the spot with a vote on a bill that would prevent states from limiting access to contraception. Republicans say this is a political shell game.
Contraception's legal, to my knowledge. It's not in any jeopardy. And yet, Senator Schumer wants to schedule a show vote that suggests that somehow it is.
And that's Senator John Cornyn from Texas accusing Democrats of fear-mongering to deflect attention away from the southern border and a surge of illegal immigration. But the bill is more than just birth control. It would do away with the provision that allows pharmacists to opt out of selling the morning after pill if they have a religious exemption.
And a Texas DA says his office will seek to reverse Governor Greg Abbott's pardon of a man convicted of killing a BLM protester in 2020. Jose Garza calls the pardon unlawful, and he says he will file a writ of mandamus. Sure.
I think that's right.
For the Court of Criminal Appeals. He says Abbott's action didn't follow the process laid out for the overturning of a guilty verdict, and that Abbott violated the Texas Separation of Powers Clause. Daniel Perry was convicted of shooting and killing Garrett Foster during a protest in Austin and was sentenced to 25 years.
Ukraine is striking inside of Russia with U.S. weapons for the first time since the Biden administration granted it permission last week. Here's Lisa Taylor.
A Ukrainian parliament member confirmed that U.S. weapons hit Russian logistics and artillery locations. This week, Putin warned of fatal consequences if the U.S. ignores Moscow's warnings that Ukraine should not use weapons provided by Washington to attack Russia. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And a gunman is in custody after opening fire on the U.S. embassy in Lebanon early this morning. The Lebanese army says the suspect is Syrian and was wounded during the attack, which lasted for about 30 minutes in total. Early reports are that the gunman acted alone. A security guard at the embassy was also reportedly wounded, but the staff inside is luckily safe.
All right, recapping the day's top three stories, Israel now starting a new push into central Gaza with forces ramping up activity at a refugee camp in the city of Deir el-Balah after new intelligence suggested that Hamas has military compounds, underground infrastructure, and weapons storages in the area. The man who sold the gun to Hunter Biden, along with Biden's ex-wife and a former girlfriend, all taking the stand in his federal gun trial in Delaware today, and the White House and Democrats pushing back against a Wall Street Journal report that questions President Biden's mental fitness. Also here, Wall Street closing with stocks higher. S&P 500 closed at an all-time high. Up 62 points to 53.54. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 96 to 38.807. And the NASDAQ climbed 330 points to 17.187. So good news for investors there. 5:30 on the nose. We will take a quick break here. We've got our sports headlines coming up, health, business, and science right after the Fox News update here on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola.
Fox News on
I'm Jack Callahan. The Georgia election interference case against former President Trump and several other defendants has been put on hold by a state appeals court until pending appeals, including a motion to disqualify Fulton County Prosecutor Fonnie Willis, are settled. That's not expected until next spring. Three House committees have sent criminal referrals to the Justice Department against Hunter Biden and the president's brother James for allegedly lying in congressional testimony to shield the president. Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith says the Justice Department should follow its own precedent.
When you lie to Congress, that is a felony. We've had numerous individuals who have lied to Congress where the Justice Department has held accountable.
Prosecutors say they could wrap up their case tomorrow in Hunter Biden's federal trial on gun charges. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesky with Money Now. Stock of NVIDIA keeps reaching new milestones. Wall Street's artificial intelligence darling, up 5% today, saw its market capitalization rise to $3.019 trillion, nudging past Apple's $2.99 trillion market cap and making it the second largest publicly traded company in the U.S. by that measure, just behind Microsoft's market cap, $3.15 trillion. Those are the only three U.S. companies to have crossed that $3 trillion milestone. After the close today, Lululemon posted slightly better than expected earnings and revenue for the latest quarter, sales up about 10% year over year. The athletic apparel retailer also hinted that it expects business to pick up further later this year. Lululemon shares are soaring 10% after hours trading. In the day's regular action Wednesday, fresh closing highs for both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ composite, the broad S&P jumping 62 points, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ soared 330, both to new highs. That's your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. C.J. Stroud said he would rather have Eli Manning's career over the career of Aaron Rodgers. I get that Eli has two iconic Super Bowl victories compared to Aaron's lone Super Bowl title, but Rodgers also won four MVPs, to Eli only making the Pro Bowl four times. Both will make the Hall of Fame, but no one will ever say that Eli was one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game, so I'll take Rodgers' career as he's a top 10 to 15 quarterback of all time. I'm Zach Gelb.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Do you like to fish, go to football games, or camp out?
So do teens in foster care who are awaiting adoption.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey!
Dr. Stewart with the University of West Florida. Since 1969, UWF has offered graduate programs to provide expanded education and training for professionals in Northwest Florida. Join members of the UWF Graduate School on the Pensacola Expert Panel as they discuss graduate programs at UWF and the resources provided to prospective students. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola, tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. We did, in our last update, have some congestion here and there on Pensacola Boulevard, 9 Mile Road, North Davis Highway, the usual spots. However, it looks like it is dying down. There doesn't appear to be much going on the roads here. We do have some congestion near the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile Highway, particularly if you're traveling westbound on Blue Angel, and maybe a little bit still at the intersection of Blue Angel Parkway and Highway 98, but that is not too bad at all. Let's see. The worst spot still, as it has been so far this evening, is Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing Windhaven Beach, and then a bit further west as you approach Highway 87. Outside of that, though, there's not a ton going on that's going to hold you up.
The weather overnight should be dry with warm lows in the 70s, humid conditions as well. Now, Thursday, the rain chance is high at 70%. Look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms to move through really at any time during the day Thursday. Highs, upper 80s. Now, the weather dries out as we head into the weekend, and so does the air, so the humidity a little lower. That's going to be nice, but hot highs for the weekend up in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Austin, what's happening in sports today? Anything interesting?
Well, we got Game 1 of the Women's College World Series Championship Final between Oklahoma and Texas. That's going to be getting underway at 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN. Joe, you humorously mentioned last hour, heck, if this matchup had just begun a month later, they would officially be two SEC teams duking it out there. Meanwhile, baseball super regionals begin Friday morning if you are interested in that. It begins with UConn and Florida State. Also got Evansville, Tennessee, West Virginia, North Carolina, Kansas State, Virginia. We'll dig more into them as we approach the end of this week. But just nonetheless something to keep in mind. Then in MLB, we got Padres at Angels. That's at 8:38. I don't know why that time is so precise, but nonetheless. 8:38 on FS1 tonight. So if you're staying up late watching some baseball, that's one to look out for. Also got some local teams here. Braves decimated by the Red Sox today, 9-0. And Rays at Marlins going to be getting underway any moment now, and we'll give an update on that around this time next hour. And then just a few headlines here, starting with the NHL. The NHL making history, offering an American Sign Language alternate broadcast for the Stanley Cup Final. It's called NHL and ASL. It will be available to stream on ESPN+. The broadcast is going to feature deaf broadcasters providing real-time play-by-play coverage and color commentary for each game of the series. The NHL said this is the first time a professional sports league has provided a full immersive viewing experience that specifically meets the needs of the deaf community. Yeah. Joe, you and I discussed this last hour. It's obviously, you know, inclusion, that's great, a very interesting concept. But as you said, you and I are kind of a bit ignorant to the deaf community, obviously. How much of it is going to be watching the game and how much of it is going to be looking at the
ASL? That's the question that I don't know. I would imagine, you know, because I've been in some churches where, you know, they'll have like a sign language person or, you know, you watch press conferences and there's a person to the side or whatever.
Right.
But when you're watching like a live sporting event and the commentary is being done, I would imagine that more of your focus visually has to go onto the commentary rather than the game itself. Or, I don't know, like I would imagine there would be just like a picture-in-picture where the announcers are in a smaller, you know, in the corner there.
Yeah.
I would imagine that's what it looks like. I don't know. I'll be curious to check it out. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it is such, and just, you know, with a person who's deaf who has years of experience in sign language, maybe they're able to somehow have just in the corner of their vision, like, be able to look and tell what's going on while they're watching the game. Like, it's interesting to me.
Yeah, if it's second nature to them, it may not be a conscious decision. I'm going to look at the commentators and I'm going to look at the game. I see what you're saying 100%
right
there. Some NFL headlines really quick here. Cowboys legendary O-lineman Zach Martin confirms that his professional career may not have much time left. He's 33, turns 34 later this year. Tied with DeMarcus Lawrence as the longest tenured players on Dallas's roster. He's a 9-time Pro Bowler, 7-time first-team All-Pro. He hasn't decided for sure when he will call it a career, but he did cite wear and tear as a factor he's considered. I know he's had some injury issues and all that. I think they said he's missed 13 games over the course of his career, which isn't too bad numerically. But
how long has he been in the league?
Since 2014.
Oh, yeah, 13-10. I mean, that's not too bad.
Yeah. And then the Steelers, another blue blood being mentioned here, and not for a good reason. They're planning to reunite with cornerback Cam Sutton. Now, if that name rings a bell to you, it may be because back in March we talked about him. A warrant was issued for his arrest connected to an alleged domestic battery case, and he evaded law enforcement for weeks afterward. Hmm. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin refused to go into detail with the media regarding any talks with Sutton.
So was he ever charged or...
I think the situation is just about resolved. I will
all
say
right.
this, though.
So he settled? He paid somebody?
They talked about him trying, you know, to get the case handled because he did eventually, like, turn himself in or whatever.
Okay.
And I don't know if it ever, like, manifested into anything concrete, but it's nonetheless concerning for his character.
Yeah.
I was a big advocate for us prioritizing our secondary in this offseason. I wanted us to use our first round pick to get a defensive back, a corner in particular. That is not what we did. And apparently now we're trying to bring Cam back.
Okay.
Questionable to say the least. And then we've got in tennis here, 17-year-old made history at the French Open. Mira Andreeva upset world number 2 Aryna Sabalenka in the quarterfinals today. She's the youngest female semifinalist in a major tournament since 1997.
Yes. I'd also, because you won't do it, like to extend the olive branch to fans of the SEC, congratulating them on having the all-SEC Women's College World Series, Championship Series between Oklahoma and Texas.
Yeah, I had mentioned that earlier, and I knew you had been too quiet. I knew you were going to mention something about the olive branch there, because as you said, it was a reference to the college football national title. Hey, Michigan and Washington, all Big Ten, baby.
It just means more in the North when it comes to college football.
Does it bother you that Washington's not even officially in the Big Ten yet, and they already have more national title appearances in the last couple years than Ohio State?
No, it doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother you at all, really? It would bother me.
No.
Oh, well.
How many national championships do they have?
Washington, at least one, because they won like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But hey, look, Ohio State fan living in the past over here. I'm a Steelers fan. I get it. I understand.
No, I'm very much living in the present. We'll see what happens with Washington now.
Oh, they're done for. Like, all jokes
we'll
aside.
We'll see where Ohio State is in the preseason polls.
Yeah, Washington is in
number
for a
one.
Rough ride. Oh, number one, chillax. All right.
Wait, you don't think they'll be preseason number one?
Not necessarily number one.
Ohio State? Really?
I don't
think
so.
Okay, we'll deal with that when it comes.
We'll see. Just about 5:45 here, another quick check of the roads and weather. Some minor congestion on Pine Forest Road, as we typically see, nothing too crazy. Do have an accident report if you're traveling southbound. This is going to be on Fairfield Drive, approaching Highway 98, causing some minor backups in that immediate vicinity there. Not a ton outside of those two spots going on out in Pensacola. Outside of Pensacola, however, Navarre Parkway. It's been all about them. If you're traveling westbound on the parkway, passing Windhaven Beach and then approaching Highway 87, we do have some issues there. Outside of that, though, there's not much going on.
The weather overnight should be dry with warm lows in the 70s, humid conditions as well. Now, Thursday, the rain chance is high at 70%. Look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms to move through really at any time during the day Thursday. Highs, upper 80s. Now, the weather dries out as we head into the weekend, and so does the air, so the humidity a little lower. That's going to be nice, but hot highs for the weekend up in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. 5:45 here, taking a look at a health, business, and science notes today. Dollar Tree may sell Family Dollar. The Family Dollar chain announced plans to close more than 900 of its 8,000 stores last year. Dollar Tree CEO said the two chains' unique needs prompted the company to explore the split. While Dollar Tree is mainly seen in the suburbs and serves middle-income customers, Family Dollar stores are typically located in urban areas and cater to lower-income consumers.
And older Americans growing increasingly concerned about the future of Medicare. A West Health Gallup 2024 survey on aging in America says that nearly 3 in 4 Americans between 50 and 64 are extremely worried or worried about Medicare not being available when they become eligible for it.
All right. The NFL is headed to court over its Sunday ticket package. Back in 2015, subscribers to the package filed a class action lawsuit claiming the league used its agreements with broadcast partners to keep tight control over distribution. They argue that allowed DirecTV to artificially inflate prices for Sunday Ticket as the only distributor for out-of-market games. Jury selection started today. It's expected to last several weeks. The lawsuit is asking to award home and commercial subscribers $7 billion in damages. So, yes, I could get a small piece of that pie, maybe $100 or so, and then apply it to my Sunday Ticket subscription for next season.
$100, that'd be a good grab in all seriousness. Yeah. The legacy sportswear brand Champion now has a new owner. Hanes, which has been under pressure from investors to cut costs, is selling Champion to Authentic Brands Group in a potential $1.5 billion deal. Authentic owns brands including Forever 21 and Reebok.
All right. Pop culture notes today, a spinoff to CBS TV's police family drama Blue Bloods might be in the works. The network company CEO says that a new franchise is coming. Blue Bloods ends in December after 14 seasons, features a family of NYPD cops, and cast includes Tom Selleck, Bridget Moynihan, and Donnie Wahlberg.
And unsurprisingly, especially if you've listened to us cover this before, Deadpool and Wolverine is officially the first Marvel Studios film to receive an R rating. Strongly suspected that this would happen. The Motion Picture Association gave the third film in the Deadpool franchise the R rating for, quote, strong bloody violence and language throughout, gore, and sexual references. The previous two Deadpool movies were made by Fox before Disney acquired the studio. Deadpool and Wolverine set the record for first-day sales for an R-rated film when tickets went on sale last month.
Actress from the Marvel Cinematic Universe announcing her retirement, at least for now. Evangeline Lilly went on Instagram this week saying she's done with acting. She appeared in the Hobbit films and on TV in the series Lost, which is what she is most notable to me for.
And me.
Although perhaps you know her as Hope Van Dyne in the Ant-Man movies. Pretty recognizable figure there.
Yes. And someone in Illinois is a lot richer after hitting the Mega Millions jackpot Tuesday night. Woo! The top prize was an estimated $560 million after no one matched the winning numbers in Friday's drawing. The jackpot was the ninth largest in the game's over two-decade history.
All right, we'll take a break there, recapping our top stories, wacky stories, and good news as well next.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this. The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he fakes it anyway. He may not have a clue and he may not have style, but everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial. So don't debate.
I'm just letting this one breathe a little bit. You know?
Yeah, this is a good one.
Who is this?
The Offspring.
All right. Very good. I like it. I dig it. I dig it. Is that what the youngins say right now?
Maybe back when this song came out. I don't know about currently.
This song is fat.
Oh, my God. Just get on with the show.
All right. Top three stories. The man who sold the gun to Hunter Biden on the stand today in his federal gun trial. So was Biden's ex-wife and former girlfriend as well. So pretty interesting there. Israel starting a new push into central Gaza, ramping up activity at a refugee camp in a city after new intelligence suggested Hamas activity there, including military compounds, underground infrastructure, and weapon storage facilities. And the Wall Street Journal coming out with a report that questions, or at least reports on, several lawmakers, mostly Republicans, but questioning President Biden's mental fitness, White House and Democratic allies pushing back on that. That's going to be, you know, for as much as we talked about, you know, the Democrats are going to be pushing Trump's conviction and everything. There's going to be an equal push from the Trump campaign, and especially in the debates, talking about Biden's mental fitness. And I think, look, you know, if I'm on Trump's campaign team, or if I'm trying to prep him for debates, I would be as confusing as possible. Just, hey, be yourself. Yes. I guess would be the message there.
I guess so.
Final check of the roads and weather this hour.
Let's see. We just got a couple of mild spurts of congestion on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Maybe Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. But that's run-of-the-mill stuff. Should die down pretty soon. The two main spots that are going to be giving you issues is traveling southbound on Fairfield Drive, approaching Highway 98. Had an accident report there, still causing some minor backups. And you may encounter some on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, passing the Windhaven Beach area, and a bit more as you travel further west towards Highway 87. Outside of those two roads, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
Calm and warm weather overnight, lows in the 70s, humid as well. High rain chance on Thursday, 70%. Look for showers and thunderstorms to pop up at about any time during the day. Might see a few rounds of showers, but we're not expecting any bad weather. The weekend weather looks great with some lower humidity, but hot highs will be in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Looking at our wacky stories today and just other fun stuff that we see. Interesting debate discussion happening on TikTok where a lot of people are going after a single mother and psychologist in Los Angeles over what she says she refuses to do when she's shopping.
I'm not returning my shopping cart, and you can judge me all you want. I'm not getting my groceries into my car, getting my children into the car, and then leaving them in the car.
It would be a little unfair to not play the next clip as her explanation.
Last year, 265 children were abducted in parking lots in America. Half of those were sexually assaulted. As a single mom returning your shopping cart, you are prime for a predator to watch and grab you.
So, you know, I think a lot of people saying, hey, you're just an entitled brat. You're a Karen. You're just not doing what you're just not being commonly decent. She's saying, hey, it's a prime opportunity if my kids are in the car and I'm busy, you know, strolling my cart away from them that. In those moments, something terrible can happen. I see the argument, but your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, her voice kind of bugs me, but that's not relevant. Second of all, as I said last hour, I mean, I just feel it's a bit of an over-dramatization. Like, yeah, there's always a danger for stuff like that to happen, but I know when I was a kid, like my grandma, like we'd go shopping with her or we'd go shopping with my mom, and it's like, we put the carts back? Well, I mean, it's like, especially in broad daylight, stuff can happen. I get it, but... This, like, getting on a soapbox over it just makes you look entitled, and that's why people are calling her that.
All right. So Austin is firmly in the camp that, hey, you should put your shopping cart back.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's not too big of a sacrifice. Let's see. A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever, thanks to the satellite Starlink service. And, you know, you would think they would look up stuff like philosophy, medicine.
Do you think that? Would you? You said you would think. Do you actually think that?
I mean, I would think so, especially if, like, that's stuff that they may not be as in tune with, and a lot of, like, the more developed world stuff, like, that we hone into is kind of, you know, stupid. But apparently not. They're internet-obsessed zombies, just like your kids. Like any parents, tribe leaders said that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done, one elder said. In the village, if you don't hunt, fish, and plant, you don't eat. They've restricted internet access to 2 hours in the morning, five at night, all day on Sunday. They're dealing with group chats full of gossip, addictive social networks, abusive online strangers, sports streaming, violent video games, scams, misinformation, minors watching things they shouldn't. The internet does allow the tribe to chat with loved ones that are far away, educational stuff, of course. And also, you know, one leader said, I think the internet will bring us much more benefit than harm, at least for now. But another said, when it arrived, everyone was happy. Now things have gotten worse. Young people have gotten lazy because of the internet.
You know, it's funny the things that you remember about growing up.
Yeah.
I specifically remember the first time accessing the internet.
And what did you look up? Philosophy? Medicine,
perhaps. It wasn't philosophy or medicine. My parents and me and my sister, we went over to somebody's house for dinner, somebody from our church, and I was like, oh, yeah, you have a computer, so he let me go on it. I was a big college football fan, and in the late 90s, the BCS had just came out.
Yeah, 98.
And so I remember seeing the website on the commercials or whatever for during college football broadcasts. You could go to http/ whatever it was, abccollegefootball.com. That was the first website I ever went to. I thought you had to put in the http://..
Yeah.
So I couldn't go any other places because I couldn't remember that. But I was able to figure that out. But yes, that was my first experience with the World Wide Web.
Humble beginnings.